Annoy people on the quiet car and call the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Yeah, that's right. Annoy people in the quiet car. If you're on the quiet car right now, you can do whatever you want. You know that. It's at 1:03 in the morning. Give me a call. You're sitting on the quiet car of the Long Island Railroad of New Jersey. New Jersey isn't that hard to say. On New Jersey Transit. Give me a call. Annoy people. What the hell? You only live once, right? 888-808-1019. You know, they mentioned, a caller just mentioned Rodriguez. I'm trying to look it up. Rodriguez pulled from the game for the Baltimore Orioles. And speaking of standings and wild cards and everything else, the New York Yankees back in first place. Back in first place. And you know who has the second best record in all of baseball? The second best record in all of baseball with a 5.93 winning percentage. That's right. Your New York Yankees. They were awful for 2 months. They were as disgusting a watch, as impossible to root for. Just one of those, just every night, sick to your stomach, miserable, losing series after series after series. Ugh. They have the second best record in Major League Baseball, only behind the Cleveland Guardians by one half game. They are now a half a game up on the Orioles after they were idle and the Orioles lost to Toronto. They are now 7-3 over their last 10, which also makes them, if I do a quick look here, hold on. Oh, only behind the two teams. And the Giants are 7-3 as well. But the Yankees are the third hottest team in baseball behind the Padres and the Diamondbacks. As they are 7-3 over their last 10, and they are back in first place all alone, baby. We'll get to the Yankees. I still want to take some Met calls here, all for that loss. Very rarely do I follow right upon a game here with the Mets, so I want to talk to some Met fans. We got Malik Nabers doing what he's doing at camp after another chippy practice against the Lions for the New York Giants. A little bit of a health scare out of Jet Camp. And Jalen Brunson named captain of your New York Knickerbockers. So we'll get to that as well. 106 on the fan, 888-808-1019. Let's get to Brendan in Glen Cove. What's up, Brendan?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Just had a question on Vientos. I'm a big fan of his.
Yes.
Like we've done in the lineup. I'm scared about his glove. Do you think that might find him on the bench at some point?
I don't think so. You know, he made a diving attempt. The ball rolled off his glove later in the game. I know that he allowed a ball in his hands to roll into out of play into the dugout, cost them. But I don't think he's been terrible defensively. Beatty was the one who really made the jump defensively at third base, but Vientos is the one whose bat made the jump. He's got an 869 OPS. He has not played poorly enough at third base for me to even consider that with the way he's hitting. 275, 16 home runs with an 869 OPS. I'm not worried about him getting benched for his defense. It hasn't been that bad.
Yeah, I agree. Another question was, I think Nimmo's probably a key to staying consistent in this lineup. I think he might be the biggest key in that lineup.
Nimmo is an extremely important player. He was a driving force while they were hot. I mean, his power numbers have surged this year. He is as important. Yeah, I don't disagree. I mean, it's hard. You know, we talked about this last night with Alonso and trying to figure out, how important of a player he is during this whole stretch and where he ranks on players of importance. If a Met went down today, how devastated would you be if it was Pete Alonso as opposed to this guy, that guy, this guy? And I would rather see Pete Alonso hit the IL than Nimmo. Nimmo's been that important for them. Nimmo is a absolute driving force for them. He's a better defender. He's a better catalyst on the base path at the plate. Like, Nimmo has been, you touched on two of the guys. Nimmo and Vientos have really been two of the real key cogs of this team.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, it comes in, and thank you for the call. It's funny because it's come in waves for the Mets. They do what good teams do. And that's why you're waiting for Pete Alonso to take his turn. What good teams do is you don't expect, other than, you know, Aaron Judge, you don't expect, and maybe Juan Soto, both in the lineup for the New York Yankees, you don't expect guys to be hot all year. It's got to take a whole team. It's a 25, 26-man roster. You have to have, at some point, you know, you want a couple of guys hot at the same time in a lineup. That's what it is. You don't, you can't expect everybody to be hot, and you can't have everybody cold. Like, that's what it is. So you need a handful of guys, and you want it to rotate. And as you start, as one guy starts to dip, another guy gets hot, and, you know, because it's you can't have guys hot the entire. Now, they had most of their lineup hot for the month of June. Lindor on fire, Nimmo on fire, Martinez on fire, Vientos on fire. It was a special time. They were killing it. But it has still come in waves a little bit. And Nimmo had his real moment of being the guy driving the team. Lindor had the guy, the, you know, real elongated stretch of Lindor, to be fair. He kind of was that baseline throughout the whole thing. But Martinez is the one who got it started with the walk-off home run against Miami. Right around then, when it started to pick up offensively, it was Martinez there. Then Nimmo got hot moving to the Lindor got hot moving to leadoff. Then all of a sudden, Nimmo took off. Then you had Vientos hitting home runs. You'd have, you know, special key games from Taylor, and then Iglesias gets called up, and because of the struggling Jeff McNeil, and now even Jeff McNeil has had his turn of kind of carrying the team and dominant and won a game for them against the Yankees. Like, it's come in waves where at one point or another, they're all taking their turns of being the most important and key cog in the lineup, except Pete Alonso. We're still waiting, and they need it to be his turn now. They need it to be his turn now. In a ballpark that gives up home runs against a team that can't pitch, Pete Alonso needs to wake up now. He gave the comments yesterday that I made a big deal about. I think they were dumb comments. I think it was Pete Alonso, the free agent, which is never a good sign to be talking about in August. I thought they were a little bit selfish. I don't think he's a selfish player necessarily. I just thought those comments were bad. Still do. But they're not anything he can't recover from. It doesn't, you know, it's not the entire Pete Alonso story. Hopefully it's not even the entire Pete Alonso week. Like, he needs to come through and start hitting. Hopefully that could be a catalyst for him. Hopefully the little bit of grief he got or whatever, if he even pays attention to this stuff, can be something that he can use as motivation, because they need it to be his turn. It's been Lindor's turn. It's been Nimmo's turn. It's been Vientos' turn. It's been Martinez's turn. It's been Jeff McNeil's turn. It's been Iglesias' turn. It's been Taylor's turn. It's been everybody's freaking turn but Pete Alonso. It is Pete Alonso's turn to carry this team. Because at the start of the year, it's him and Lindor that are expected to carry this team. And they are game and a half out of the playoffs, and they can't afford to lose another game to Colorado. You got Blackburn on the mound, who I really, you know, I can't have uber confidence in. The offense has to score runs against the pitcher with a 1-10 record. And it needs to be Pete Alonso. Wake the hell up, Pete. Let's go. Nick in Franklin Square. What's going on, Nick?
How are you, C-Mac?
Good, buddy. How's the square doing?
Listen, same old square. Same old square.
Same old square.
I believe that the Mets, listen, that they're going to rebound off this. I believe that they are a playoff team. Was it a horrible loss today? Absolutely, it was a horrible loss. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Post All-Star break.
Yes.
Do you have any concern in the Yankees starting pitching?
Sure. Namely, Marcus Stroman. Sure.
Marcus Stroman. All four pitchers have given up 4+ more home runs. Right, the best pitcher on the Yankees is Carlos Rodon, which I have no faith in.
Yeah, well, but, I mean, listen, it's been you're talking about a small sample size as far as starting pitching, but yes, I mean,
even it's, Garrett Cole, even yeah, Garrett Cole, do you have faith in that guy?
Of course, I have faith in Garrett Cole. He's the best pitcher in baseball. He won the Cy Young last year. Of course, I have faith.
So you have total faith against a good lineup. Listen, he went against the Mets. You had faith. They're like, come on.
Yeah,
and it's the Mets lineup. If you put him against Cleveland tomorrow, you have faith in him.
Yes,
I can't see that.
Why? He's. What? I mean, Gerrit Cole. Could
Why?
He get,
because he's not
could
the same pitcher.
Could he get lit
he's
up?
Not the same pitcher. As
yeah, but he's still
this year.
Yeah, but I mean, he's just, you know, he's been dealing. He was dealing with an elbow injury. He's coming back. I understand he's been back long enough where I expect better. I'm not saying I haven't expected better
from
him.
Absolutely.
I have. He's Gerrit Cole. Of course I have confidence in him.
Okay, so after Gerrit Cole, who else do you have? You have full confidence in Carlos Rodon. All right, we're going to talk Carlos Rodon.
I didn't say I don't have full confidence in Carlos Rodon.
I can't see the Yankees. Like, everybody, the Yankees are a dominant team. The Yankees are not a dominant team. They have a great lineup. Don't get me wrong. Listen,
well, weeks ago, that was the main problem. The lineup sucks.
But the pitching, there is a big problem there.
Who's got better pitching?
Don't get me wrong. With who? The Mets and the Yankees?
No. Just with anyone. Give me another team give me another team that there aren't flaws or there isn't a concern.
There are flaws.
All right, so that sounds like who has better pitching?
I cannot put
they're competing with Baltimore. Does Baltimore have better starting pitching?
Listen to me. I would probably take Baltimore.
Well, you're wrong.
Listen to me. I cannot put the Yankees starting five and go into a playoff series.
But you only need four.
Okay. You know what even the first two, I can't, the Yankees, the first three, I cannot see the Yankees going against a good baseball team. Listen, Cleveland or Kansas
City. But they have to pitch to the Yankees. And I'm sorry, I disagree with you. Right now, you're telling me
everybody keeps on walking Judge. You got no shot.
They won. They've been winning while people were walking Judge. It's not like they've lost. They've been winning since then. And let me ask you a question. Yes, I go into a series with Cleveland, and let's go through their starting pitching. And I walk into a series with Gerrit Cole, Luis Gil, and Carlos Rodon. I'll take my chances, yes.
Yes.
It's not perfect, but it's you're talking about a rotation at the start of the year was the best. They went further into games than any rotation in the history of baseball.
Against a good lineup, listen. Gerrit Cole, he's got a pretty damn good chance of getting lit up.
Okay. I mean, I guess he's also got a pretty good chance of dominating.
And of those three pitches, I would take Carlos Rodon.
Well, you're crazy. In a big spot, you're crazy. You'd rather take Carlos Rodon than Gerrit Cole?
Against a good lineup in a playoff series?
Yeah.
Look what happened to Gerrit Cole against the Mets. He got lit the hell up.
Oh, my God. It's one start. He's coming back from injury. What are you talking about? What about his playoffs last year?
And he's giving up the long ball. He's giving up every single one of the Yankees. They're lucky that they can put up runs with Judge. Now you got to take Judge out of the lineup because if anybody pitches to him, they're stupid.
Okay.
So everybody's gonna follow the Mets. So...
They've barely lost since they played the Mets. They barely lost since they played the Mets. What? Judge was in the lineup. They walked Judge. Toronto walked Judge. They beat him. The Red Sox attacked Judge. They beat him. The Yankees have been
winning. You just had Soto coming out to the media saying, "Oh, I don't like you.
But they've been winning during that. They've been winning. They're 7-3 in their last 10. They've been winning.
Listen, the Yankees are going nowhere with this pitching staff. Marcus Stroman is trash.
He's not making a playoff start
Luis
right
Gil,
now.
And you got Gerrit Cole, who's been giving up the long ball five times.
He's the Cy Young Award winner. He's one of the best pitchers
last
in baseball.
Year. We're talking about this year.
He's only had a couple of starts. He's only had a couple of starts. He's got 2 months to get into form. You don't have any confidence that Gerrit Cole can get into form with 2 months? Stop it.
He's got a long way to go.
He just won his last start.
And then what happened to the every start before that? He can't even get through the 16.
He didn't pitch well against the Mets.
Come on.
Oh, my God. What are you talking about? Like, what are you? All right. No one's saying that the Yankees' rotation is settled and perfect and great. You're going to come on and say the Yankees are doomed because they're the best pitcher in baseball stinks? He's been the best pitcher in baseball
over
the last 3 years combined.
Because they do not have a postseason.
Okay, all right.
Name
me the starting three for the Cleveland Guardians.
Listen to me.
Tell me who the starting three. Name me the starting three pitchers for Cleveland. Name me the starting three pitchers for Cleveland. Name me the starting three pitchers for the Orioles. Name, you are fixated on the Yankees because you watched them and they gave up some hits. Again, give me the starting three for the Cleveland Guardians.
The Dodgers. The Dodgers.
Give me the starting three for the Dodgers. Give me the starting three for the Dodgers.
Come on,
give me one team starting rotation besides the Yankees and Mets. Give me one team starting rotation. Nick, give me one starting rotation. Give me one. Thank you, Nick. I appreciate it. You have no idea. You have no clue. You can't even give me three starting pitchers. They have to play the other team, too, you know. Stop. Now we have no faith in Gerrit Cole. None. He hasn't been great yet. Totally agree. He might go out his next start and get bombed. Fine. He's too good a pitcher to not have any faith in. He won the Cy Young last year. He's been as reliable a starting pitcher as there's been in Major League Baseball for a decade, nearly. I'm not saying he's great right now, and that if they had a playoff game tomorrow, I would sit back easy with my feet up and go, oh, don't worry, Cole's going to shut them down. No, I get it. But he's Gerrit Cole. I have no faith in him. I mean, right now, does Carlos Carrasco make a starting start for the Cleveland Guardians? Does he make a playoff start? Ben Lively? Tanner Bibby? Who's shutting down the Yankees? What starting rotation? If Grayson Rodriguez, I guess, was pulled from this game from Baltimore, and I'm not rooting for injury. I don't want injury. I'm just saying, if he is injured, who's Baltimore going to throw at you? Have you watched the Orioles over the last month drop pop-ups and ruin and have rundowns botched to turn to runs? They lost yesterday to the last place Blue Jays and are now in second place. They had a month where the Yankees were the worst team besides the White Sox in baseball. A month, and they couldn't gain a single yard. It's like, remember the Titans. I don't want them to gain another yard. They couldn't gain a game in a month of the Yankees being the worst team in baseball. The Yankees have the second best record, and you're going to shout they can't win. Be reasonable. I'm worried about their starting rotation, Chris. That's a conversation. It's a reasonable one. I need to see more from Gerrit Cole before I really can assume he's going to be the same pitcher again. That's a reasonable conversation. He stinks. He can't pitch. He does nothing but give up home runs. The Yankees cannot win with this starting rotation against a good lineup. They're going to get eaten alive. That's just pessimism. That's just flat out, you know, I hate this team. I hate Brian Cashman. I hate the manager. I hate everybody. I'm sick and tired of this team losing in the playoffs. That's what it is. I get it. But it's just silly. If you even knew baseball a little bit, you would throw the Seattle Mariners rotation in my face. That's about it. Framber Valdez just almost threw a perfect a no-hitter for the Astros. They're surging. You want to tell me they can't beat the Astros? Never have, never will? Okay. I hope that series happens. But when you call me and yell at me and say, what team can they beat with those three guys? And then you can't name a single other starting pitcher in Major League Baseball. I'm sorry. I know you're a Yankee fan, and I'm not trying to put a trivia quiz on you, Nick. I'm not trying to embarrass you and say you don't know baseball, but I'm just saying there's other teams. If the Yankees were currently playing, you know, if in their division was the 27 Yankees, the Big Red Machine, and, you know, the core 90s Yankees and the Giants, the 2011 Circuit Giants, or whatever the case may be. Yeah, the Yankees might have a problem. Maybe I would say the Yankees can't win if that was their division. It's not. Sam in Lakewood. What's up, Sam?
Hey, so how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, buddy. What's going on?
I'm like this. If every team keeps walking Judge every single at bat, would it make sense to put Soto behind Judge?
Yes.
Like Judge second in the lineup?
Yes, I'm more of a proponent of putting Judge first in the lineup. I'd rather just lead him off and then put Soto second and have someone else at third. But yes, there's no doubt you could swap the two of them. There's a couple of reasons, namely the one you're trying to get to, I imagine, is to try and give Judge the protection of a great hitter behind him and get Judge pitched to, which has been a problem. Sure, that it helps there. Soto, I mean, then the fear would be do they walk Soto constantly? Would be the point there. And to that, I would say he's not as dangerous a hitter as Judge. I'd rather have them walk Soto than Judge. Plus, walks are so much a part of Soto's game. I mean, Soto walks. Soto lays down bunts if the third baseman's playing deep. Like, Soto's kind of a little bit more of that type of player where I don't mind him walking as much as I mind Judge walking because Judge changes games with one swing. So can Soto. But, yeah, I don't know if they're there just yet. And like I said, since it's really become a thing with the Mets in the Subway Series, the Yankees have still won. They've turned their season around since that Subway Series. I mean, they took 2 out of 3 against Boston. They swept Philadelphia. They've been walking Judge and still winning. So I don't know if they're ready to make that move just yet, but it's definitely a conversation. There's no doubt.
Yeah, what else? Well, you just brought up a good point that I was going to bring my next point. It was like you said, Soto, he walks, he lays down bunts, he constantly gets on base, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say Judge, you know, they don't walk Judge. He keeps hitting. And like right, we talked on the fan a couple of days ago that the Yankees don't have a leadoff batter. So why can't he be a good leadoff batter? He gets on base, he walks, you know?
Soto?
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, I proposed that a while back. My initial thought was to, because I at the beginning of the year, I wanted Soto in front of Judge because I want him on base, Judge driving him in. That's the perfect world, right? You want Soto getting on, Judge coming up. Sounds great. Now it's gotten to the point where they're walking Judge so much that it's more of, you know, it's taking that dynamic out of it a little bit. So I'm looking to change it up. If you put Soto first, and then I had the idea, I was going on for about a week or two, where I wanted Soto lead off, someone in between them hitting second to try and get that person hot, whether it was Verdugo or Torres, because hitting behind Soto in front of Judge is going to get you fastballs. Soto will get on, Judge is behind you. Who wouldn't come after you and try to attack you in that two-hole? So I wanted to get struggling players who I needed to bounce back, like a Verdugo, like a Torres. I wanted them in that spot to try and get them fastballs to see if I can get them hot. I still don't think that's the craziest of ideas. I like that a little bit. But now we're trying to focus on how do we get Judge pitched to. You know, it's interesting to me because here's the thing. You've got Stanton back, and I'm waiting for him to get his swing together. He left a small village on the base path the other day. But other than that, I feel like he's been okay. His swing, he hasn't gotten much success, but his swing hasn't been atrocious. But right now, let's be honest, I was just looking at it. John Boy put out a list of the teams with the best OPS at every position over the last month or so. And the New York Yankees are number one at catcher. Austin Wells has been the best hitting catcher for like 2 months now in all of baseball. Like, the point is, the guys behind, they could pitch the Judge, walk Judge, whatever. The guys behind Judge are going to have to start coming through. And you're seeing it more and more with Wells, and you're seeing it with Stanton. And if those things happen, they'll stop walking Judge in every spot. I don't think there's a thing you could do. I don't think, even Soto, like, I don't know if there's a thing you could do to stop them walking Judge 2 outs base open. Like, I don't know if that's possible. Like, he's so freaking good that I don't know what you can do to necessarily avoid that completely. Like, if there's a double, and now it's, you know, second and third base open. All right, maybe they won't just put up the four fingers if Soto's behind them, but they're not going to pitch to him. Like, there's no way around that. So the question is, how do you keep him from walking, you know, with nobody on? How do you keep in non-walk situations? And the answer to that might be Soto, but it also just might be hopefully Stan comes around and you can add guys like, you know, Wells has got the best OPS of any catcher in all of baseball for 2 months. Maybe Jason Dominguez, if he comes back, I want to have a conversation about Dominguez in a little bit. Like, there's different things that can be done. I don't know if it has to be the switch, because ultimately, best case scenario is Soto getting on and Judge hitting behind him. That's the ideal situation.
All right. I want to bring up two more points that you just brought up. And first of all, you said, like, about fans leaving a whole village. I was watching that game, and I was getting, like, when Stanton came up, I was like, you know, we're going to score now. He's great in RBI situations.
Mm-hmm.
But he went 0 for 5 that game. And I'm like, you know, is it because of his injury, or he's like, you know?
Well, he did hit one ball. To be fair, he hit one hard ground ball to the first baseman. He hit it pretty hard. But he had some bad at-bats. He had bad at-bats in that game. Yeah, he's a big timing guy. And thank you for the call, Sam. Stanton's a big timing guy. And when he goes down, not only does... Here's the one positive I'll say about Stanton so far. One, 28 days sounds reasonable. I know that maybe that's ridiculous. But for Stanton to pull a hamstring and only miss 28 games is relatively on the quick side for him. So the two things about Stanton injuries is, one, they take forever. And two, then once he even gets back, it takes him forever to get a swing together. And I will say, he wasn't gone for that long. He didn't have any rehab assignments. He's been back 28 games missed. I know that's still a lot. I'm not saying it's insignificant. And I'm not even saying a young kid would heal. That's fast healing for anybody. It's not. But it's fast for him, relatively. And I have to admit, I feel like his swing has been okay. I haven't seen a ton of flailing at the breaking pitches. I haven't seen a ton of really behind fastballs, being confused, taking pitches down the middle. Sometimes when Stanton's at his worst, those are the things you see. You see a lot of guesswork. You see swings and misses at breaking balls and sliders way out of the plate in the dirt. You see taking fastballs down the middle, looking and assuming those sliders are coming. And like, those are the things you see. Late on fastballs, taking fastballs. Those are the things you see when he's in a real funk. And for his first handful of games back from the injury, that's what I expected. And I really haven't seen it. The at-bats have been fairly good. He hasn't had any production, hasn't hit a home run yet. Had one game with two hits. Actually hit the hardest ball of his entire season in a game a couple days ago with a ground ball up the middle at 121 miles an hour, whatever crazy number it is. It's his hardest hit ball of the whole year. The at-bats have been fairly good from Stanton, despite not having any real production, up until this last game when he had multiple opportunities, and besides the one hard hit ground ball, he did have some bad at bats. So it's going to be a work in project for it's going to be taking some time for Stanton. But even his presence will help, and so will Wells being one of the better hitters, catcher hitters in baseball. He's been good, and now you got Jazz Chisholm. I do think Gleyber Torres, is coming out of it. He's hitting fairly well. And we'll see what benching him does. Maybe we could have a conversation about Gleyber Torres as well. I didn't really go too deep. I was on, by the time I was on, I was off on Friday. It was already like 3 or 4 days by the time I was on with the Gleyber news. So I didn't go deep into it about him being benched the other night. But like, those are the things that have to happen anyway. Like, Judge isn't going to hit a home run every single time. You're going to face good pitching in the postseason, even if they pitch to him because you switch the lineup. Even if you put Soto behind him. Even if, whatever the case may be. Like, Judge isn't going to hit a home run every time you pitch to him. The rest of this lineup's got to come through. And if you're going to put Judge on base, you got to knock him in. And they've been better at it. They've scored a ton of runs since that Mets series, since the Friday night in Boston, even in Boston, they scored a bunch of runs on that Friday night loss where Clay Holmes blew the game, and they lost that game. They lost in heartbreaking fashion with Weaver and Holmes being bad in that game. But look, they offensively, they've kind of awoken here. Like, look at what they've done since that night in Fenway. Trying to pull up all the scores here. One second. I got to go back to July. One second. Let's look at all the scores here. Since that series against the Mets, right? They split, coming out of the All-Star break, they split the four games against Tampa Bay. They win the bookends. They lose the two middle games. They score 9 runs against Tampa Bay. So even if you want to include that 9-run game against Tampa Bay on the 22nd, they lose 2-3 to the Mets. They lose 3-12 to the Mets. Since then, they scored 7, 11, 8, 14, 7, 6, 5-8-4. They've been scoring runs. That's two solid weeks of scoring 5-6-plus runs a night. The offense is starting to come around, even with Judge being walked. Now, we don't like to see him walked. We want to see the home runs. We want to see him break open a game. No one likes it, including, obviously, Soto. But here's what I'll say to Soto, too. And I brought this up a little bit. And I know this is a tough ask, especially with all the idea that the Yankees don't hustle, necessarily. But Soto's got to be aware of his surroundings, right? If Soto's going to continue, whoever hits in front of Judge, if Soto's going to continue to hit in front of Judge, he's got to be aware of some things. And unfortunately, especially with another guy on base, if he hits one in the corner, he has to think about trying to go for two. He just does. In the last game, Soto went for two, almost got thrown out at second base, got the double, second and third, and they walked Judge, because why wouldn't you against Toronto? You're not going to pitch to Judge second and third, two outs with first base open. I don't care who's hitting behind him. Like, even if Soto's hitting behind him, they might not attack him. I don't know. Depending on the score, depending on the situation, they might still walk Judge to pitch to Soto. That's how damaging and how good Judge is. You know, Soto might walk, Soto might get a base hit, Judge might break the freaking game open. Like, that's the fear. But Soto has to really think about whether or not he wants to stretch that double, because I'll tell you, they're better off first and third than second and third. And I know that sounds contrary, and I know that sounds, what do you mean? You don't want him to hustle for a double? No, I don't. I want him to stay on first and at least make the manager think what to do. He probably still walks him. Like, that's the scenario. It was runner on first, two outs. Soto hits one down the line into the corner. So now you've got a runner third. Either way, he's going to third. Does Soto want to, and it was a close play, and if you remember, he jammed his hand and actually hurt his hand a little bit. But barring the injury, because that's fluke, is it better to stay at first than risk getting thrown out at second only to have Judge obviously walked? Or do you stay at first, make the manager at least consider pitching to Judge, and even if he doesn't, which I don't think he would have walked him anyway, now you're standing at second anyway, and you didn't risk getting thrown out. But if you're going to stand there in the postgame, and you're going to talk about how it's frustrating for Judge to be walked, and you're doing your best, and God knows you are, you're having an incredible season, we all love Juan Soto. Juan Soto is a Yankee, it's my favorite tweet. He absolutely should be moving forward. They should pay him whatever he wants. And that's not, we got to, you know, for a night like this is a good opportunity with the extra 2 hours. We got to get into some of the, because I heard, you know, Joe and Jerry, Beningo and Jerry talking about Soto's contract in the morning. We got to talk about Soto's contract possibilities or what's going to happen with Soto, too. We could do that a little bit. But if Soto wants to make sure Judge is pitched to, I know this is crazy. Don't take the extra base. Don't take the extra base, certainly with a runner on third. Certainly when you have a guy you want to drive in, you want to break open that inning with a 3-run home run. Make the manager pitch to him. Those are the kind of things, unfortunately, that you have to, you know, Soto's a very heady player. Soto likes to bunt with the runner, with the third baseman playing back. You know, you want to make sure Judge is pitched to. Don't push that single into a double. Stay right there and see if you can get the manager to pitch the Judge. Let's go to Mike in Brooklyn. What's up, Mike?
Hey, C-Mac, how are you today? Hello?
Yeah, good. I'm sorry. What's up? How are you doing?
Oh, sorry. Good, good. It's your buddy in Brooklyn. That we saw.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Mike? You're away. Yeah, listen. So right now I'm looking. I know you gave me an igloo cooler or something. Right? Was that you on? Yeah.
The Yeti cooler.
Oh, the Yeti cooler. Right, the Yeti cooler. I'm actually looking. I'll give you a review of a product if we like reviews of product. Not today, but when I get back from vacation. I am currently in the market for a cooler backpack to take with us on Disney. To Disney. So
oh, yeah.
I'm looking for the best cooler backpack. So yeah, listen, 888-808-1019. Mike seems to like my product placement. If any of you have an idea, have a great backpack cooler that you love, you want to tell me about it, please give me a holler, because I'm in the market for a backpack cooler that will keep my drinks and things, snacks and stuff, cold while I'm at Disney in 95 degree heat for about 12 hours. So if you have anything like that, let me know.
It's funny. You know, you got to start doing with the boys is go to different stadiums. It's so funny. Going late. I have two daughters and sons. So my son and I are actually going this year. I was just telling Fleegs, the 20th, September 20th to the 24th. We're heading down to go see an Astros game. Then we're going to hit a Rangers game. And then he's actually a Cowboys fan. We're going to go to a Ravens-Cowboys game the following day.
Nice. So it should be I looked because we're driving down. My uncle just retired to Myrtle Beach. So we're going to stop in Myrtle Beach for a few days before we go to Disney. And I was looking at the idea of maybe a preseason game. I was saying, are the Panthers playing a preseason game at that time? But I was thinking about that. But we are. I'm taking them to Camden Yards. So we are going to Baltimore Saturday,
awesome.
Saturday night the 17th. Nice. Orioles, Red Sox, I will be there. And there's a chance, depending on how things go, there's a chance Yankees will be in Washington on our way back. So there's a chance we might hit up Washington and watch the Yankees play the Nationals. So, yes, I agree with you. Taking them to different ballparks is a lot of fun. We're starting to do it.
That's awesome, man. So, listen, my point is with the Mets, and I started talking to you a little bit about it last week, but I called up because I talked to Hoffa, I talked to Al and stuff like that, and I pleased in those guys.
Sure.
So I thought from the beginning that they were going to win between 79 and 83. I thought that they were going to miss the playoffs, but be like right there. And now the problem is that we just have so many holes. So I don't understand when all these people call up and say, well, what about the 19 Nats? You know what the 19 Nats have that the Mets don't have? They had Scherzer. They had Strasburg when he was fantastic.
Yep.
Corbin, who pitched
great. Had that one good year for them before it became one of the worst contracts in baseball. But yes, he was good for them that year. Yep.
Right up there with Rendon. But we don't have that. We don't have it. The Mets don't have that.
Yeah.
We don't have an ace, right? Senga's a good, decent number two, but the guy will not pitch. Like, he won't pitch, start today, and then in 2 days come out of the bullpen and pitch an inning or 2 innings.
Right.
So, and then our bullpen stinks. So, I don't understand what these people see. Listen,
and Mike, as always, I'm up against the break, but thank you very much for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. I understand that. I understand that. That Nationals team, while they did have one of the worst bullpens in baseball, plus they had Juan Soto, which, I mean, Lindor's having a great year, but, I mean, Juan Soto's a generational kind of talent and was great in that series. But you're right, the top end of that rotation was, you know, Hall of Fame caliber. Strasburg, if his career wasn't cut short, was that kind of pitcher. So, yes. And their bullpen was terrible, but it gelled at the right time. I think the Mets are good enough to win. I don't know if they're good enough to win a World Series. I don't know. I do like the lineup. And if you could tell me that right now, you know, Manaea is going to continue to pitch the way he's pitched, Severino's going to revert back to form, and they can get something from, you know, someone else in this rotation, it's not impossible. But I'm not focused on winning a World Series. I want to get to the playoffs. That's what I want them.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It'll be a 1-1 to Judge. The pitch swung on and hit. Deep center field. Trout on the run. Aaron Judge, number 50.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
A little bit of Yankee talk there. Will Warren will start the second game of the doubleheader later today. Luis Gil will start game one. That'll be number two for Warren. A decent performance his first outing. Gave up a couple runs early, kind of settled in. I think he's their second top pitching prospect right now behind Hampton, I believe. And, you know, this is a series they have to figure out a way to win, right? You can't lose. This is it's the same situation the Mets are in. You right now, they're a half a game up in the wild card, in the division. And you can't, you know, I know doubleheaders are tough to sweep. You have to figure out a way. Now, I don't even know what the weather is supposed to be like. I saw a report from someone that said they think they'll get in tomorrow, but there's a good chance Friday is a washout as well. I know the weather is supposed to just be nothing but rain for a while. So let's double check the Bronx real quick. Okay. That's a lot of rain. Let's see. Oh no, it's supposed to clear up after like noon. Yeah, after like 11, 12 a.m., that's it. Should be clear the rest of the night. Okay, so hopefully they do get in both games of the doubleheader tomorrow, and then we'll see what happens on Thursday, excuse me. I guess Thursday could be a washout. I have no idea. Well, actually, both games of doubleheader today. I know, I'm sorry. I'm making that mistake again. It is Wednesday morning. Let's get back to the calls. Jay in Rockland, what's up, Jay?
What's going on? First of all, these weather guys have a worse record than my FanDuel, but that's besides the point. So who well, knows what it's going to be tomorrow. But
I hear you. They were right about today.
Yesterday. Not so. By me. I mean, I'm a little bit further, you know, from the city or whatever. I'm about 40 minutes away, so it was a little. But either way, I'm calling to talk about I was listening to you talk to the last caller about, you know, if Severino rounded into form and, you know, if this guy did this and this guy did that, what do you think the Yankees need to actually make a World Series push? Because right now, obviously, I feel like their pitching is a little suspect.
Yeah. They need, they need Cole to round into shape and be, obviously. I mean, it's not hard. You know the players on the team, they're not changing. So you need that. You need Luis Gil to kind of be able to push through this innings thing. We'll see if he gets moved to the bullpen. You got Clark Schmidt coming back. He pitched batting practice today. I saw him.
Did you think a couple months ago you were going to be so excited that Clark Schmidt was coming back?
No, not necessarily, but it is what it is. I mean, Stroman struggled. Right now, Stroman's the odd man out. He's been terrible. Same with Nestor Cortez, right? So to me, I'm looking at Rodon needs to continue to pitch the way he's been pitching, and he's been really good the last three starts. Cole and Luis Gil are my three guys, and then maybe it's one of the three, right, for that fourth starter, whoever's pitching better at the time. Nestor Cortez, Marcus Stroman, and now Clark Schmidt coming back. I mean, that's it. So, I mean,
doesn't he feel good saying it out loud, though, you know?
What's that?
It's like, if it doesn't really feel, I don't feel that confident. I mean, obviously.
Well, I hear you, but again, to my point is, say that, you know, who are they going to play? Like, okay, as far as the starting pitching department goes, other than Seattle, who are they going to play where the situation's any better?
That's a very good point.
I mean, that's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to make it as if, hey, the Yankees have no problems. Look around the league. I'm asking questions. I'm trying to say, like, the other teams have issues too. Like, there's a reason why the Yankees have the second best record in baseball, and it's not because they're a dominant force. It's because there's a lot of mediocrity out there. And right now, the Orioles are dealing with injuries in the rotation. Same thing with Cleveland. Yeah. I don't think anybody's that good. And sure, like,
I know, right?
You need the pitching
everybody
to be better, but
right, absolutely right. I've never seen a year where so many teams are 500 and everybody's a half a game out of a playoff spot.
Yeah. So I mean, it's just the fact of the matter. Yeah. Does the Yankee pitching scare me? Sure. Does the lineups? I mean, yeah. Everything scares me on some level, but it's also also good enough to go win. And for most of the season, I know it doesn't feel that way, but for most of the season, they've been winning. In fact, they've won more than every team, and nobody has won more games than the New York Yankees. Nobody has shook hands at the end of a game more than the New York Yankees. I mean, that's indeed a fact. So, I mean, we can get mad about all the different things, and that's all fair, and we can have our concerns, and they're legitimate. But the fact of the matter is that they're as good as anyone. That's all I've ever said, and I think it's fair. They are. They're as good as anyone. They have issues, but every team has issues.
A lot of ifs, right? But if grandma had balls, she'd be grandpa. But that's
right. Well,
that's
yeah. Right. Well, if yeah. Right. If she had wheels, she'd be a bicycle. That's what.
There you go.
What was the one that Moose would always say? If ifs and buts were candies and nuts, then every day would be Christmas. That's a Melusa special right there. Listen. Of course. Like again. They just went through a stretch where they were awful for 6-7 weeks. I think they're back. I think that's gone. I would assume. I mean, it doesn't mean they can't lose a series ever again, but I don't think they're going to go through that stretch again. I think hopefully they've pulled out of that. And I think Jazz Chisholm's going to help with that. But again, they've scored more runs than anybody, and they have more wins than anybody. How can you tell me they can't win? That's all I'm saying. How can you tell me they cannot win when they have scored more runs than anybody? They have a better run. Let me just double check the run differential because I haven't looked at it in a little bit. Let's see. Where's the standings here? Full standings. They have scored more runs than anybody. They have more wins than anybody. And they have the best run differential in all of baseball. So, like, when those things are the case, it doesn't mean they're a lock. It doesn't mean I think that they're clearly the best team in baseball. All I'm saying is how can you tell me though that team that has won more than anybody, scored more runs than anybody, and has a better run differential than anyone, how can you tell me that team cannot win? How can you point to any part of that team and say this means they cannot win? That's all I'm saying, because if you look at the Orioles, they have issues. Their rotation's in shambles, especially if they're going to lose another one. The Cleveland Guardians have been one of the better teams in the American League all year. They've lost three in a row now, but their starting rotation doesn't scare anybody. Their offense has been dominant. They've scored a ton of runs. For them, I mean, they've still scored less runs than the Yankees. They've actually pitched fairly well, too. They've given up less runs than the Yankees. They've actually pitched pretty well, but their rotation isn't very good. Doesn't scare me, at least. The Twins, the Royals, the Mariners. The Mariners have had a great rotation all year, but they can't score runs. The Yankees have scored 136 more runs. 134 more runs than the Mariners. 134. Like, let's just be honest about who they are. That's all. 888-808-1019. We'll come back, take your phone calls. We'll get into Malik Nabers and what he's shown, continued to show at Giant Camp. A quick health scare at Jet Camp, but it seems to be okay. And we want to get into some more Yankee stuff as well as some more Mets stuff as they've lost the first game of this Colorado Rockies series. They need to bounce back and take the next two. Plus, I want to talk about Gleyber Torres, and I want to talk about Jason Dominguez and how the Yankees plan on using him. So a lot still to do. Plus, Jalen Brunson, clearly, I mean, I don't know if it surprised anyone, the next captain of the New York Knicks.